New rules around the wearing of beards, jewellery, makeup and nail polish come into effect for members of the Defence Forces from tomorrow. It's hoped the move will have a positive impact on army recruitment here. A document outlining the details of the wide-ranging changes has been made available to Defence Force members. We've been speaking to Sergeant Major Keith Caffrey about the new rules.
When the Commission on Defence Forces report came out, one of the recommendations was that we reviewed our personal appearance standards, or grooming standards is what it's titled as. I was tasked last year to review the standards, and a group of senior NCOs came together and we analysed what was there, looked at best practice internationally and nationally, and then considered recommendations to be made going forward to the General Staff, which is now the Defence Board. And the recommendations we made were all to do with people's personal appearance. So not per se to do with the wearing of the uniform, but how you present yourself.
So, for example, in relation to female members of the Defence Forces, there are some quite significant changes, some quite significant relaxation in the way they groom and present themselves.
There is indeed. There's areas in relation to cosmetics and how they can be worn. For example, tanning products or nail varnish and other makeup products. But there's also amendments in relation to how female personnel can wear their hairstyles. So previously you would have had to wear it in a bun with a net securing it, or you had short hair. We tried to be as progressive as possible with health and safety and operational effectiveness in mind. So what we did was we broke down into different categories of operations and training, induction training and routine taskings. So now females can have up to six different ways to wear their hairstyles.
I'm also looking in relation to cosmetics. They may wear cosmetics applied conservatively. That's sort of in the eye of the beholder or the person who's applying it, isn't it?
It is, and common sense prevails. What's throughout the whole document is whether it's nail varnish, earrings, how you wear your hair, nothing should detract from the uniform.
Yeah, so for example, I see there actually are colours given for the nail varnish, and my female colleagues here at the office tell me they go from what's described as nude through to a kind of baby pink, and just those that colour range, that's all that's permitted.
It is indeed. What we've done with the document and with all the amendments we've made, we've given examples and tried to remove the ambiguity that previously existed in the old document. So we've been progressive in what we've allowed. We have to remember we are a military force, and in addition, we're trying to be as inclusive as possible and as diverse as possible. But we do have to respect the uniform that we wear and make sure anything we do complements the uniform.
And in relation to the men, there's one big change, which is that beards, the wearing of a beard, may be permitted, but a soldier has to, or a member of the forces, has to get permission for that.
Yes, absolutely. So previously, certain units would have been allowed to wear beards for operational reasons, or you could go to a doctor and get medically excused. So now we've removed that requirement. So if an individual wishes to wear a beard, they will apply to their unit commander, and the unit commander, there are specific reasons to not approve it, particularly in the operational environment. But so people will apply and they'll be inspected throughout the period that they're growing the beard, because some people just can't grow a beard. And then there's regulations in relation to the length of the beard, straight lines under the cheekbones, and an inch above the Adam's apple.
Now, there are also some prohibitions which are being brought in relation to tattoos, the wearing of certain types of jewellery, and they're all around as the document says, degrading or demeaning somebody else.
Yes. What we've done, what we've included in relation to tattoos, you cannot have anything that depicts extremism, sexism or racists, or anything that promotes substance abuse tattooed onto your body. This is, if you consider some of the areas that we work in, people will take offence to certain tattoos. So we've regulated what you can have, but more particularly what you cannot have.
And Sergeant Major Caffrey, is it the hope that all of this would help to improve recruitment, encourage people to consider the Defence Forces, perhaps people who mightn't have looked at it before as a career option?
It is one aspect. This is one measure of a multitude of measures that we are changing and transforming currently. And this is about respecting the individual, allowing them to be themselves, but at the same time regulating to be a military force. Yes, it was a recommendation in the commission report, but we've analysed this a lot. We've done a huge amount of work in this. And we have traditionalists within the force who don't agree with all of this. But what they are crystal clear on is if we make an amendment, we regulate that amendment so we can enforce it, or the individual understands what the regulation says.
And there could be further changes coming down the track as well?
There could indeed. We have another group who are currently looking at religious and cultural beliefs. They'll engage with key leaders within communities, explain what we are, what we offer. And then we need to consider differences between the Ireland that we did know and the Ireland of 2024. So we're trying to be as progressive and get our homework done early so we can attract the diverse community that is Ireland of today.
Sergeant Major Keith Caffrey.